Hello, this is Miss Krista, and you have found Kinks and Drinks. Welcome. You can find us live every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on the Podbean server, but you must be 21 to join. You can listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform or on my site, phonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. It is so nice to have all of you here tonight. So much fun. So, tonight we are going to be talking about the difference between ejaculation and an orgasm. I know that sounds like a lot of fun to you all, doesn't it? I know it does to me. So, let's just go ahead and start off tonight by, I did a teaser earlier about my drink, and I said that there was a reason that I named it a mouthful of jizz. Well, the reason being is because when you ejaculate, you don't get all those warm, fuzzy feelings that you get when you have an orgasm. And what better way to have an orgasm than in somebody's mouth? So that's the name of the drink this week, which is 2 ounces of absolute vanilla vodka, 1.5 ounces of Kahlua, 2 ounces of milk or cream, 1/2 ounce of cinnamon syrup. You put all that in a shaker and you just shake the hell out of it until it's good and cold. And then you strain it over fresh ice into a rocks glass. And then you float a spoonful of whipped cream. It gives it that snow cap effect, if you know what I mean. It's a little bit of a double entendre. And then you sprinkle a little bit of cinnamon powder over the top, and it gives you that just nice, flavorful mouth orgasm that you have been just dying for. Hello, Demi Owns Me. How are you tonight? Glad to see you. Oh, yeah, the snow cap is just absolutely yummy. It tastes really, really good. So, now, I am going to dive in here, and I'm just going to go ahead and explain what the difference between an orgasm and ejaculation is. Orgasm is the peak sensation of pleasure, while ejaculation is a physical impulsion of semen from your body. While often happening at the same time, they are distinctive and their processes are completely different. Orgasm is primarily a brain-triggered event involving a release of tension and rhythmic contractions, whereas ejaculation is a spinal cord triggered reflex involving muscular contractions that force semen out of the urethra. So there you go. There is a difference. And the part that I really want to emphasize tonight is not the act of coming, but the act of having a mind-blowing orgasm. Yeah, Mott, the more you know. It does make life a little bit more exciting when you know a little bit more about how all of this works. And that's what I am here for. I am here to help you all learn what this is all about. So, now, orgasms. There are many different ways to achieve an orgasm. of course, you know, you're going to ejaculate usually when you have the orgasm. Not all the time, though. There are times that you'll have a dry orgasm, and it'll be mind-blowing. So I want you to open your mind to all kinds of different things that's going to cause you pleasures. And for those of you that are in the Podbean chat area, if you would like to chat live with us, here is the link. And you can just go over to Discord. I will continue to talk to everybody. I want everybody to feel welcome. So now let's dive a little bit deeper into the orgasm part of it. It is an intense feeling of pleasure, powerful and pleasurable pelvic muscle contractions. It is a brain-triggered event, as I said before. And, well, you can actually have a dry orgasm and it be better than an ejaculation. So, something to think about. Hello, Miss Jeannie. How are you tonight? I'm glad you could make it. I started off the show with the drink, and it is called Mouthful of Jizz. Happy as a pigeon. That is still a funny story. Oh my God, that was funny. So, I was telling them the reason I'm named the drink Mouthful of Jizz is because, well, orgasms and ejaculations are completely different. So, usually an orgasm in somebody's mouth is always fun. So, anyway, that was a quick recap on that. Now, we're going to get into a few of the things that actually will enhance your orgasms. And again, an open mind is always required whenever you start dealing with new sensations or wanting to get more of a hot response. So, the first thing to heighten an orgasm, there's several little things that you can do. And we're going to go over a few of them. And I am all about any kind of audience participation. If you have questions or if you have comments, please, by all means, just drop them in the chat. And if you can't get to the Discord server to chat, drop them in the Podbean chat. I am good with that as well. Hi, Addie. How are you tonight? Glad to see you. All right. Number one, first thing that you can do is pelvic floor exercises, strengthening the pelvic floor muscles, particularly the bulbo carvosus muscle, which contracts during ejaculation. Consistent training can lead to longer contractions and a more powerful orgasm. Now, another thing you can do, and I know that we have some gooners out there. I know we do. There's got to be at least one gooner out there. Hi, Mott. Edging. When you edge, you prolong the sensations. And by doing that, it will intensify your orgasm when you finally achieve one. Also, tease and denial would fall under that. When I tease and I deny you and don't let you come, I'm actually doing that to where it is going to make it better for you in the long run. When you are allowed to come, it's going to be so much better. The next thing that you can do that will increase your intensity when you have an orgasm is mindful breathing. Align your breathing with your sexual movements. Slow down your breathing can increase oxygen and blood flow to the genitalia, which can make your orgasm stronger. Who knew? See? Just like the G.I. Joe. Now you know. The more you know. Now here comes where the open mind needs to happen. P-spot stimulation, stimulating that prostate, can lead to a way more intense orgasm. It can be stimulated externally through the perineum or, for some, with anal stimulation. Nothing like a little butt play. You know how I feel about that. I am always into the butt play. And knowing is half the battle. That is right, Jeannie. Oh, my God, Mott. Calm down, sweetie. We're just getting started. Oh, we haven't even busted into the good stuff yet. We're just going over terminology and a few of the little get to know your body stuff. Butt play. Yep, there you go. Nothing like a bisexual. So, now some other things that lifestyle enhancements for you and your orgasms. Lifestyle and long-term strategies. Just like on Zombieland, cardio is going to be one of the top things that you're going to want. Don't forget about your cardio. Regular cardiovascular exercise can improve stamina and overall sexual health, which can contribute to better orgasms. So don't forget your cardio. Get yourself worked up to where you have some stamina. And, sweetie, I'm going to tell you this right now. The more stamina you have when you are talking about your sexual prowess, the happier your partner's going to be as well. Number two, may not affect everybody, but this is something to keep an eye on. Make sure your testosterone levels are at a peak. If necessary, seek medical advice, you know, but testosterone levels are a very important part of that as well. Now, here is something that's kind of near and dear to me, something that I do like. Improve your mental health. Stress and depression can affect your sexual performance. So, I was always told that sex was good for both of those things. So, maybe have more sex. Maybe have more one-on-one time, self-pleasure time, whatever it takes. But do not ignore your mental health when it comes to that. And here is another big one, and this is why I do love the tease and denial. Consider frequency. The more that you have ejaculations, the less the intensity for your orgasms are going to be. So if you're one of those that want to come 5 times a day, well, sweetie, guess what? You are going to be selling yourself short when it comes to those mind-blowing orgasms. And yes, self-care is very important, Jeannie. I agree with that 100%. I do believe in that. Big. That is a big thing. Now, we've gone over a few of the things that can increase sexual orgasm, orgasmic bliss. Now, I want to talk some of the dirty stuff. If you're not doing self-care, say you're with a partner, be adventurous. Do not be a prude. Prudes do not have good orgasms. It's just a way of life. You don't want to be a prude. You want to be adventurous when it comes to sexuality. Never, ever put yourself in a box and never limit yourself. Now, let's get to some of the fun stuff. Who does not enjoy a good blowjob? Is there anybody out there that doesn't like a good blowjob? I challenge you. If you say yes, you do not like a good blowjob, well, it sounds like to me you haven't been getting good blowjobs. I have been told that some of the most earth-shattering orgasms come from oral sex. I know as a woman, some of my best orgasms are definitely when somebody knows what they're doing orally. So do not shy away from a good blowjob. And I know a lot of people think that blowjobs are like a precursor to sex. It can be, yes. But sometimes a good orgasm from a blowjob is just what the doctor has ordered. It's just what you need. Mott, you'll take a bad blowjob any day, huh? Well, you're selling yourself short. Don't ever settle for a bad blowjob. If the person performing oral sex on you is doing a bad job, it becomes your job to tell them so they know. Do not let a bad blowjob stand. We do not need that. Poor sexual performance needs to be told to the person that is providing the poor sexual performance. Without communication, you're hindering your orgasms and the intensity of your orgasms. So do not be an underperformer, and do not let your partner be an underperformer. All right. Now, of course, sexual intercourse. If done right, well, I have never had a complaint. So I'm guessing that done right means that you just go for it and have fun. So sexual intercourse is another way to have very good orgasms, but don't just get on top of somebody and go to pumping away. Do all the little things. Change positions. Do a lot of foreplay. Mix it up. Go from sexual intercourse to oral sex and back and forth. I agree, constructive advice and plenty of positive praise when done well is best. I prefer jewelry and clothes as positive reinforcement. Hey, I'm not going to disagree with that, Jeannie. I always love jewelry and pretty clothes. So, now that we have discussed some of these adventurous things, keep sex fun. It should never be something that, you know, it's about ejaculation. Sex should always be about the orgasm, not just coming. Hell, you can do that with your by yourself and you wouldn't be a disappointment to anybody but yourself. So don't ever just want to come is make that the reason that you're having sex. Sex should always be a vigorous, enjoyable, downright nasty and dirty adventure. Always. And like I said, if you're not up for that, head to the bathroom and rub one out. Shit. Save everybody the grief. Now, with those things being talked about, Men's Health has a wonderful article about making orgasms even better. I will be posting this link on my site in the morning when I do the recap for the show for tonight. So this article will be available to you. It is a very good article. And, well, we're going to dive in and have a little fun with it. Number one on the men's health thing to have fun with. Touch that taint. There are tons and tons of nerve receptacles in your taint, guys. And for those of you that may not know, the taint is that little area between your butthole and your balls. And it is a very, very sensitive spot. Demi Owns Me says, enjoy the pleasure for as long as possible. Don't let it end. You know, if more people had that attitude, sex would not be one of those things that is talked about in a negative as much as it is. Tainted love. That's right, Mott. Tainted love. 80s song. Can't remember the artist. Motels, maybe? I know you'll know. But anyway. Also, underneath the taint is about the prostate lives and the penis. In the penis people. Yes, that is very true. Soft Cell, that's who it was. Thank you, Mott. Love the music part of this journey as well. So, number one for men's health was the taint. Number two, here it comes again, that adventurous part, the pee spot, aka also known as the prostate. Prostate stimulation. Now, I am going to speak on my experience on making guys have earth-shattering, mind-blowing. Remember it 20 years later, like it was yesterday, orgasms. Every one of them that I have ever stimulated the prostate while giving him a blowjob has been just unbelievable. And I know this because of the way that they respond when they come. When you can make a man shudder, shake, convulse, all the above, and shoot a load that almost blows the top of your head off, oh yes, you know you did it right. And that, ladies, and anybody that enjoys pleasing men, should be your goal. And tonight, yes, we are talking about male orgasms. We're not talking about the pleasures for the ladies. This is all about the guys and their orgasms tonight. We might do a show eventually about how to make us girls want you on a regular basis. But not tonight. Tonight is going to be more about that earth-shattering male orgasm. Now, if you are stimulating the P-spot internally, first thing, very important, don't just stick your finger in his ass without asking permission first. You need to have a conversation before you do this. Next, make sure you have plenty of lube. You don't want to go dry fucking his butthole. That's no fun. Nobody's going to enjoy that. Talk before fingering, yes. And talk before using toys. Now, that's another thing. Everybody knows, I am a toy fanatic, and anything that vibrates inside of you feels fucking amazing. Male, female, I don't care. If you have an open mind, you put something that vibrates inside of you, you will lose that open mind and just lose your mind is what will happen because it feels fucking good. Now, for those of you that do not want a big toy inside of you, but you want to feel that stimulation of something vibrating, oh, have I got the toy for you. You know me, it is a Lovin's toy. It is called the Hi-Fi. It is a supersonic toy. It vibrates at 12,500 vibrations a minute on the little end. And that's the end that you want if you do not want something big inside of you, because it is very, very non-intrusive. It is smaller than an ink pen. It's got a little tip that's about the size of maybe my ring finger tip. So, very non-intrusive and very, very effectively vibrating crazy amounts of pleasure into your body. So, there are toys that you can play with that will be a lot of fun that are very non-intrusive. Just, here's another thing to consider. For those of you that may have some homophobic tendencies or thoughts about having your butt played with, it's not gay if a woman is doing it to you. It ain't. It is not gay. It is enjoyable, it's fun, and it's adventurous. And it shows that you are willing to broaden your horizons. Now we're going to move on. Number three for men's health. Shorten your refractory period. Mentally, you may want to go for another round after achieving a great orgasm. But most guys physically can't get another erection immediately following sex. A refractory period of time is required after a man ejaculates. So, don't just rush right on in. Yep, there it is. That is the toy, Mott. But don't just rush right into trying to have another one of those mind blowing. Let yourself recover. At that point, what you need to do is instead of, you've just had your earth-shattering, mind-blowing orgasm, treat your partner to the same consideration. Be it if it's a girl, great. Or if you're bisexual and you're playing with another man, great. There is no judgments. Sex with anybody can be super fun, so enjoy it. So don't just think that just because you had an earth-shattering orgasm that you're going to have another one right away. Give your time to recover. Give yourself time to recover. Number four, try for multiple orgasms over a period of time. Like over, it says over a few hours. Because when you stimulate yourself and you're turned on and you're able to do that, your orgasms are going to come along as they're going to be more enjoyable. Number five. Everybody thinks this is a girl thing, but it's not just a girl thing. Do Kegels. You know how women do Kegel exercises and say it strengthens their vaginal orgasm. Men can do the same thing. Essentially, Kegel exercises are a way of contracting the muscles of the pelvic floor, which give you a greater control of intensity during sex, like we discussed earlier. So, guys, do your Kegel exercises. You expect your girls to do it? You do it too. Oh, here we go. Back to the toy thing. I love men's health. Use a sex toy. It does not always have to be something that goes inside of you. Although prostate massagers are just so much fun to play with. But you can use cock rings. You can use the fleshlights. The Solace Pro is something that I have been told that is incredibly intense for guys. And, you know, this is something you can do on a solo adventure. You can get out sex toys and do it all by yourself and have fun. Genie, Kegels have been a staple of my exercise for years. Very nice. They really help with control, and control is great for orgasm. That is very true. Very, very good. Very good advice. Thank you, Genie. Now, toys. There are so many toys out there that are made for unisex, men, and women. Just because a toy is made for a woman does not mean that you cannot find enjoyment with it. Point in case, the hyphy. But you can, my thing is, if one toy is good, then two toys are better. So maybe do some combination play. Find, you know, a pussy sleeve, you know, fleshlight, whatever you want to call it. Find something you like. Like I said, that Solace is pretty awesome. That one, and then there's another one that they have, the Max Pro, I think it is. That one's pretty good. I've been told the Gush is a good toy if you don't have a real big dick. And that also goes the other direction. If you have a little bitty micro dick, it don't do anything for you either. So the Gush is more of if you're moderate, medium size, average, I guess that one's pretty good. But the other toys, like the Max Pro and the Solace, yeah, they work really good for you. But also, try something else. Try putting something in your butt while you're playing with your dick. Trust me, you're going to love it. And on the toy thing, Men's Health does list 15 toys that achieve maximum pleasure, 20 high-quality toys, and 27 best toys for couples. My experience with Men's Health, they go more towards the Lilos and some of those kind of toys. They don't typically give Love Ints a whole lot of love. I do. But, you know, if you find pleasure with any toy manufacturer, I am not going to tell you that it's a bad choice. Anything that makes you feel good, by all means, you do it and you enjoy it. All right, number 7. Eat an orgasm-friendly diet. Getting in shape will help the all facets of your sex life. And part of getting in shape is eating better. Genitals that work well are usually attached to bodies that are working well. What makes for a better orgasm are the same things that make for better health generally. Make sure you have a balanced diet. Make sure you're eating eggs, it says. They are rich in vitamin B, which eases stress. Remember stress earlier? That can be a deal breaker with having a good orgasm. Eating healthy fats. Oatmeal. And also, like I said, just eat healthy. Just you can look at this and it'll tell you some of the things that you will want to do. But also stay hydrated. Make sure you have plenty of fluids before, during, and after sex. Number 8, try edging. Now, I have been told by many, many gooners that when they go for hours of just on and off, on and off, on and off, edging, 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 that when they do finally come, that it is one of those that makes it's a full body orgasm, make your whole body just shake. So, edging sounds like it's something that you may want to try. Edging doesn't work for women all the time. Our dear friend Miss Harper will kick you in the teeth if you try to edge her, just so you know. Number 9, we talked about this earlier too. Boost your testosterone if you need to, but do it in a healthy way. Make sure that if you feel like your testosterone is low, go have that checked out. Don't just decide that you're going to start doing different hormones and those kind of things. That's never a healthy way of going about things. Always, anytime you're wanting to do supplements like that, have yourself checked out first. Number 11, focus on the physical. Sometimes during sex, you'll get lost in your head, thinking about how hot your partner is, pondering the best porn, things of that nature. For a better orgasm, return to your body. Let your body experience what you're feeling. And instead of having your brain wander, have your brain focus on the pleasure at hand, or in pussy, or in mouth, or whatever. It's not always just your hand, you know, is it? Number 12, we've talked about this as well. Breathe. Zero in on your breath, and try to slow it down until it's in tune with your thrust. So, timing your breathing and breathing appropriately for your motions. Number 13, is lower your blood pressure. I'm guessing this is going to have something to do with your health as well. It says, first, you should maintain low blood pressure for the sake of your overall health, of course. However, keeping your blood pressure low can also help with your sex life. So if you have high blood pressure, that can be causing you some erectile dysfunction. Here's a fun fact. According to Johnson, which was a doctor that they quoted earlier, the main active ingredient of erectile dysfunction medication, Cialis and Viagra, work by lowering blood pressure. See, again, we're learning stuff. I didn't know that. Did any of you? A drink of mouthful of jizz. This is going to make you healthy. Mom, I'm not 100% sure about that. Alcoholic beverages are really good for decompressing, are really good for stress, but overall, they're probably not on the top 10 for a healthy lifestyle. Now, I love them myself. I really do. I enjoy the beverages, but they're not typically known for a super healthy lifestyle. Number 14, aim for a slow buildup. What this means is don't hop on and jackrabbit yourself to an orgasm or to an ejaculation is what's going to happen. Take your time. Enjoy. Enjoy all the feelings. Enjoy all the play. Enjoy all the pleasure. Take your time. Number 15. Enjoy the fantasy aspect of sexual intercourse with somebody. Do some role playing. Do adventurous things. If you haven't ever tried a certain position and your partner is willing to be adventurous with you, try different things. Go from having sex, intercourse, to oral and back. If you're into it, try a little anal sex. And I don't recommend going anal back to vaginal and back and forth unless it's a very clean environment. Let's just put it that way. But you can do it by using prophylactics, rubbers, whatever, and then just taking the rubber off after you do that. So something else to keep in mind. Do explore different things while you're having sex. And that also goes for if you're doing the solo adventures. Try different things. Try different toys. Try different ways that you stroke. Try different lubes. All of these things are something that will help. Speaking of lube, number 16 is use lube. Even when you're having sex, use lube. She will appreciate it, I promise you. Being lubed up definitely makes the experience better for both partners. And experiment with what lubes you like. Mott, in through the outdoor. Well, you know, sometimes you got to do that. Number 17. Wait longer between sessions. The saying, absence makes the heart grow fonder, is very true. Some of the best sex I've ever had in my life was with my ex. While I was in the Air Force and he was in the Marines, we would go a while without seeing each other. And when we did, the sex was always phenomenal. So sometimes not just wanting to fuck every day can be a good thing. Ooh, now this one is one that I absolutely live by. Love, love, love this one. I am glad they put it in. Number 18, introduce some nipple play. Jeannie, the waiting one is profound. Yes. Nipple play, guys. And I know that most men enjoy it as much as women do. I have actually watched a guy get his cock get harder just when I started licking and sucking on his nipple. And talk nasty about it when you're doing it. One of the ones that I like to do while I'm sucking on his nipple, I'll flick my tongue over it and suck on it and bite on it a little bit. And then I'll take it out of my mouth and I'll look at him and I'll tell him, that's exactly how I sucked on my girlfriend's clit the other night. And you want to see a response? Oh, that'll get you a response, almost guaranteed. But yes, nipple play is, it is amazing. All right, number 19. Try sensory deprivation. Another fun one. I love this one. Being tied down, blindfolded, and having your hearing impaired as well, to where you have no idea when, where, how things are going to be done to you, where they're going to be done to you. Ooh, that just increases the anticipation, and anticipation leads to good orgasms. So sensory deprivation can be a very, very erotic, stimulating encounter that will push you over the edge sometimes. Number 20, mix up your routine. I've been saying this all along. Don't do the same thing over and over and over. Be adventurous. Adventurous. I can't say that enough. Get out of your own way and decide that you want to have fun. I think one of our biggest misconceptions with sex is that it's all about coming. Yes, that's the end goal. But achieving a mind-blowing orgasm is so much more fun than just coming. And we get so hung up on the destination that we forget that the journey is way more fun if you take your time and explore all the little ins and outs, the touches, the sensory play. I like that mot. Silk on the nipples. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. I love silk play. I love going over to my lingerie drawer and just getting a handful of whatever I get. Slips, nighties, panties, whatever. Throwing them on the bed and using them during sex just to rub all over each other's bodies is another incredible sensory joy. But yeah, mix up your routine. Don't do the same thing over and over. And talk dirty. Don't be a prude and just lay there or just pump. Oh God, get nasty. Tell me how you're going to fuck me. Tell me that you want to hear me moan like a whore. Tell me how you want to fuck me like a dirty street-walking slut. Oh, yeah. get nasty. That also will increase the potential for a more intense orgasm. Oh, another fun one. I love doing this. I got to tell you about this because this is a lot of fun. I have a toy combo, and they're not love-ins, believe it or not. I know that is quite the shock. Here it is. I have two toys. They're identical. They're made out of Pyrex. One is designed for heat, which it has a hot bag that you put it in. And the other one you put into an ice chest. And this, I believe, is best used with the sensory deprivation where you're blindfolded and you have no idea which one's coming. And, well, you use those cold and you use those hot toys. And it doesn't even have to go inside of you, but just being tied down, blindfolded, and you feel that toy touch you. Oh, trust me, sweetheart, you are going to have some reactions. Same thing with, I love giving blowjobs with ice cubes in my mouth. Lots and lots of fun there, too. Or take a big, nice drink of hot coffee and then go to giving you a blowjob. But the key to it is you not knowing what's what. You don't know if I've got ice cubes or a mouthful of hot coffee. That's the key. The sensory deprivation mixed with some of these elements. Now, they don't say that in the article, but I'm just telling you from my experience. Pyrex sex, yes. It's not just cookware, guys. And number 22. And I must agree with this. This is part of giving a good blowjob too. Focus on the frenulum. Very, very sensitive part of a man's cock. And it's something that needs to be treated as an important part of his cock. Now, they did not mention this, and I don't understand how they could not mention this. Ball play. You have to pay attention to a man's balls. If you want him to have a good orgasm, you've got to give them attention as well. How do you not have that on your top 22? Men's health, I am very disappointed in you. So, those are the 22 things that men's health say that will increase your orgasms. I will post that and you can go through and read it and get whatever it is that you might think is good out of it. Now, here is something else that's really cool about this article. Up at the top, there are other related stories. 21 masturbation tips that'll blow your damn mind. 17 secrets to making your partner orgasm. A complete guide to erogenous zones. So there are tons of articles that are related to this as well. So that this link is kind of cool because of that. Now, I am going to open it up for the last couple of minutes. Does anybody have any questions about, and I want them to be nasty questions, and they can be personal nasty questions. Ask me some nasty shit. I'm all for it. Anybody? I know you have something rolling around your head, Ma. Oh, yes, I knew it was coming. I want nasty questions. Somebody, come on, anybody, give me a good nasty question. And Jeannie, oh good, I'm wanting them. I do want them. Okay, is it hot to swallow your own cum? Very good question, Mott. I think so. I love watching a guy swallow his own cum. Now, if we're having sex, I like snowballing. I love it when you eat it out of my pussy and then kiss me. Oh my God, I love that. There, in my opinion, is nothing better than the mixing of fluids and then tasting them together. Oh, yes. Perfect answer, snowball fight. Yeah, well, you know, I will fight you for that as well. Oh, any tips for sensory play around the taint? Yes, lots of them. Again, the ice cubes in your mouth and your tongue being cold, that is a very good place to do that. Heat, the coffee in your mouth and your tongue. Silk, oh my God, silk feels so good on your taint. Vibrations, small vibrations, something that vibrates that you can manipulate up and down. Now, you have to be careful. Now, I have encountered this. You can't get something that vibrates violently like a lot of the Lovin's toys too close to your balls because it will hurt. But that taint area, the vibrations feel really good, I've been told. And on my taint, it feels good. So I'm just gonna say that taint play is good with vibrations. Silk, like I said, heat, cold, even taking an ice cube and running up and down the taint. There again, you almost have to have some restraints going on there as well. It's a whole lot easier to do sensory play when you can't fight it. So I am into a little bit of bondage as well. Shave that taint. Well, I prefer a shaven taint myself, you know. Get fewer hairs in your teeth that way. And that is not a preferred method of flossing, by the way, so don't do it that way. What else as far as vibration, silk, heat, cold, extreme light touch with your fingernails is another really good sensory play for the taint. Your tongue, even if it's not being used as a hot or cold device, your tongue on the taint feels amazing. Breath, just teasing it with your breath. Getting down in between his legs and, oh, yes, baby. And teasing, not even touching, just breathing on it. That is another extremely erotic sensory play for the taint area. Did that give you some tips there, Jeannie, or something that you already knew all about? That helps a lot. Well, I'm glad. Yes. And be creative. If you can think of something else, use it. Another thing that's fun to do is shower play with the taint. get in the shower. And I like those shower heads that you can take off and get up underneath your undercarriage. Ooh, you can do all kinds of fun things with those. Something else. If you do not have a removable shower head, get one. They are wonderful. And they do get you so much cleaner on your undercarriage. All your bits and pieces are so much more clean afterwards as well. So not only are they fun to play with sexually, but they're also hygienic. So that is my show for the difference between orgasms and ejaculations. And I am going to say this again. This show was suggested by Tiger Voice, who, again, did not show up for his own show. I love that you all put in suggestions. And I will do the show whether or not you're here or not, and I'm going to make it as fun as I possibly can. But I promise you that if you put in a suggestion and you show up to the show and you interact during the show, it will make the show even better. So I'm not telling you that you have to show up and do a suggestion. If you do a suggestion, you have to show up. That's not what I'm saying. But if you do a suggestion and you do show up, you will have way more fun with your suggestions. That being said, Tiger Voice, you did it to me again. So, anyway, that is the show, unless anybody has anything else that they would like to ask. I am going to take that as, well, no, here comes Jeannie and Mott. I will hang out long enough to answer these questions because I do love the interaction part of this. Oh, hi, Cassandra. I see you in the Podbean room. I am so happy you made it. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you for coming. All right. Thanks for the show. You're very welcome, Jeannie. I thank you for coming. Mott, I'm a pro, and thanks for your tips. Well, thank you, sweetie. I appreciate all the accolades and all of the bread buttering that you do. I love it. I love to have my bread buttered. Everybody knows that. Just greetings from car driving. Well, Cassandra, I am so glad that you were able to show up, even if it wasn't for the whole show. Yes, I like my bread buttered with a little jelly too, Mott. You know that. But I want to thank everybody for showing up tonight. I just absolutely love the interaction, and I love giving you all any kind of information that might be helpful. And of course, I want it to be fun, and I want it to be dirty, and I want it to be edgy. So keep those suggestions coming. I will talk, Addie, I would like to message you after the show. I want to talk to you about something right after. But other than that, I do appreciate everybody. Thanks, everybody. Demi owns me, Mott, Cassandra, Addie, Jeannie, everybody that shows up. Thank you so much. You make doing this so enjoyable for me. Everybody, I love you guys for showing up and enjoying my show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks for listening to Kinks and Drinks. You can find us live every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Podbean server. But you must be 21 to join us because we do libations and lots of fun drinks. Listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform or on my site, phonesexfetishblog.com under the Kinks and Drinks tab. I do believe that Mott actually posted it for me. And he also just posted the link for the suggestions. Please keep the suggestions coming. It makes the show so much more interactive and fun. You all have a wonderful night and the rest of your weekend.